This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens, good day, program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here, graciously consenting to have us pick her brain from time to time. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. We're going to talk with an expert, a former CIA analyst, as a matter of fact, in a few minutes, about the latest from the site of the Malaysian jet being shot down now. A couple of other planes have been shot down in that region.
Ukrainian jet fighters.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, it continues. This gets so exasperating. I every day wonder out loud whether we ought to be doing some of the things, because there's nothing, A, new, and B, there's nothing we can do about it. Just in our attempt to let you know what's going on, you've heard the news, you know what's going on in Israel. The one wrinkle about the Israeli thing is that the FAA here and the European equivalent of the FAA said to the airlines, you can't fly to Tel Aviv anymore. Mm-hmm. Until this thing settles down. Yesterday, these idiots at Hamas threw a rocket within a mile of the airport. So, and it's because of what happened with the Malaysia plane that they're thinking about this. But just open your day and open your mind with the chaos and craziness in the world. With
and
these
Syria,
weapons,
I mean,
that are being shot off everywhere by these people that don't have a clue.
And they're not related to a government. So, well, they're loosely related. They're funded by some government.
They're funded and they're armed and,
but they're
and
like,
dangerous.
They're just thugs. They're just henchmen.
Yeah.
And it's scary because you're not fighting with the same rules anymore.
Well, but that's the same sort of thing that's been going on for a while. And then you think about the whole terrorist movement and how it comes back home. The thing that's different about our conversation, I mean, the Ukrainian rebels are one force. What's going on in Israel is a situation we can't really do much about it. It may relate to some of the people whose families have been involved in this. But when it gets down to what goes on here in America, you have people who have a different approach. Yesterday I said something about these kids that were arrested for helping the bomber, the Boston Marathon bomber. And man, did I get shellacked by people who thought that I was standing up for him. No,
right.
I wasn't. And there's a whole, but what you don't know is that locally, at least, there's a discernment about how these people have been charged and what they did. For example, there was a friend who was arrested on drug charges, weapon charges. He supposedly provided the gun used by the suspects to kill an MIT policeman. So that's all over the news here in Boston, as it ought to be. But this guy, this person who is the friend who was responsible for the, or at least that's the allegation, that is not the same as these kids in the backpacks. And so I've dug a little bit deeper into this, and there are three who were suspected of helping these guys in the college dormitory. One of them may have been guilty of trying to do what you suggested. I think, Richie, you or Kenny said yesterday that, you know, they tried to
They took
get
laptops
the stuff off of the hard drive and all that. But the other two weren't. But they're putting them all together because they're trying to sound, it's like throwing meat out into the arena when the gladiators go in and they're lions, you know, that kind of stuff. We're just feeding the frenzy. Let's get anybody who's associated with it and forget due process.
Well, these guys got a trial. I mean, I still guess I don't know why we're protecting these people that were stupid enough. Whether, I mean, whatever they did.
They deserve to go to jail for 20 years?
Yeah. There was a bomb that went off in a major city in Los Angeles.
And they had nothing to do with that.
But
not
they went into the
city. They knew.
They knew what happened.
The two of them did not. One of them did.
How did you not know about it?
Because they're stupid kids.
It was all over the news. They had
everything
blocked off.
We're going to believe it because it's all over the news. Please.
Yes. We are going to believe it when
the police are searching. So anti-government now that you think that we should let accomplices of bombers and murderers walk.
How much of an accomplisher or
I just don't understand why you're so
No, all that is vengeance.
Hold on a
kids
minute.
Didn't do
much
of
my daughter lost her leg or
not because
lost
of these guys. Maybe one of them.
They helped protect the people that did it.
Nonsense. They didn't know what they were doing. You got to dig around in more. Okay. In a moment.
It's your fault, Jennifer.
Doesn't mean you still don't know.
You didn't eat cake.
All right.
Hey,
Ray
stupid,
McGovern,
you didn't dig around enough.
Ray McGovern is a former CIA analyst. He's going to talk to us about, the downed Malaysian. Oh, and I'm a dummy, too.
Dumb girl.
I don't agree. Oh, yeah.
She didn't dig around enough. Right.
Downed Malaysian jet and the Ukrainian fighter planes have been downed. Focus of our attention next year on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store or staples.com for details.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsibly.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Mourn and win.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, analyzing now information about the downed Malaysian jetliner and the most recent shoot downs. Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, used to chair the National Intelligence Estimates Group, co-founder of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, and writes for Consortium News. Mr. McGovern, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Is this Doug?
It is.
I'm glad to be with you.
Nice to have you here, sir. So, this Ukrainian situation and the first information that we have about the Malaysian jet being shot down with a Russian missile, is it your opinion or educated concerned about what speculation provides versus reality and what is fact? Go ahead, give us the facts about this, will you?
Yeah, no, that's exactly the concern everyone should have. You talked about a Russian missile. The SS-11 is, by definition, a Russian-made missile. But the mainstream media seems to be obfuscating the fact that this does not mean that the Russians were responsible. Lots of countries have SS-11s. It's as though, you know, an AK-47, Russian-made, was used to shoot up a bunch of Americans in a theater in Arizona, and you blame Russia because it was a Russian weapon.
So all right, so then what should we believe about
this? Who else
what
could it be?
Yeah.
Well, I am a veteran intelligence analyst, and as you didn't mention, I used to brief the senior advisors to President Reagan. 12 hours ago, the Washington Post and other media outlets were given very fuzzy photography images that purported to show that the Russians were in some measure responsible for what happened. Now, if I were briefing the president this morning, I would be too embarrassed to show that quote evidence. Not only that, these are very fuzzy photos that don't really prove anything. Not only that, but when you figure that this comes from the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, whose credibility is zero or minus zero for having lied under oath to Congress on the 12th of March last year, saying, no, the NSA is not intercepting any U.S. citizens' telephone calls. Bald lie. So this is the guy they put up. You know, this is not very persuasive. The other thing is, they could put up the Dalai Lama or the Pope himself, and the credulity given to this evidence that they gave to the Washington Post late yesterday would not bear close scrutiny.
Right,
I am
so
frankly embarrassed.
Let's talk about what you think, from your analytical point of view, did happen. So they had who did use the missile to shoot down this plane? And why did it shoot down the plane? Was it a mistake?
Well, to answer your last question first, I believe it was probably a mistake. I can't see that anyone...
So what were they aiming to shoot down? What did they think they were shooting at?
Well, who was they?
They would be whoever it was that operated the missile. We don't even know who they are. Yes, that's true.
That's correct. And that's the important thing. That's why I asked the question. No one knows. Kerry says he knows it was the Russians, you know? And now they're saying...
Don't we have a recording of a phone call of the general to Russian military?
Please, don't... No, we don't have that kind of recording. And if we did, these are very, very easily manipulated, easily fooled around with kinds of things.
Okay, so what do you think is going on here? Because you obviously think there's a little trickery in what we're hearing. What do you think is going on?
I don't say trickery. I say very, very embarrassing adducing of intelligence. The intelligence given the Washington Post yesterday proves nothing. They are backing off charges now. That is, the U.S. administration says, well, we can't prove it was Russia. The rush to judgment is the story here. Instead of waiting for the evidence to come in and be sorted out by an international team of inspectors, John Kerry and Obama decided to blame the Russians, blacken Putin. Putin, very bad. Putin, no shirt on, sometimes rides horse with no shirt on. Putin, very bad. It's been so embarrassing. It really
is. Robert, we still aren't getting to the core of who it is that is responsible for this, then. Do we?
Good question. Here's the answer. Okay? The Ukrainian Air Defense Forces have this missile. The Russian Air Defense Forces have this missile. There is no proof that the separatists, so-called, out in the eastern Ukraine, had that missile. No proof at all. And so it's either the Russians who would have shot that down, and I happen to know something about the Russian air defense system. It permits of no mistakes of this kind. They've had the radar up there. They have all the tracks.
So they knew what they were shooting at then. That's what you're... I think I knew.
No, that's just the opposite. They wouldn't have shot it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so who has the incentive? You know, if it were more than a mistake, if it was more, you know, more suspicious than a mistake, then I would bet, and it's a good bet.
We're going to have to leave you at this point, Mr. McGovern. We're out of time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
What a wonderful song this is. Who doesn't know this?
And when two lovers woo,
lots of people,
they still say I love you.
Under the age of 25 or 30.
That you can rely.
Casablanca is such a cultural.
No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
If you remember Ingrid Bergman in this movie. And I don't know what the age cutoff is. Richie seems to think it's in their 20s. I would think that this would be a good... If you study culture at all in college or whatever...
I had to watch it in high school, actually.
Did you really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This scene where Ingrid Bergman says to Dooley Wilson, play it, Sam. This is a...
Play it again, Sam, right?
Yeah. Well, I think... is it play? Did she say play it again, Sam?
Play it again, Sam.
No.
Oh, no.
She never said that.
He did, right?
Humphrey Bogart.
No, nobody said it in that. That's one of those myths that everybody thinks that line came from it, but it didn't. It came from a later movie.
Really? Yeah. All right, crank this up, will you please, Richie? The Sam character, played by Dooley Wilson, first played the song on the piano for Rick and Bergman's Ilsa when they fell in love in Paris as the Nazis were storming into the French capital. This is one of the many items from the movie that's going up to auction. Interesting, this piano is.
Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate.
There, here's the scene.
Woman needs man, and man must have...
Will ein paar von den alten Liedern sein?
Yeah, ma'am. Well, it's in German. That's not going to work.
Farfignugan.
Farfignugan. I'm sure you can find an English somewhere, Richie.
A case of do or die. The world will always
this is part of the magic Hollywood started creating about this time. I mean, real magic. You believed when you watched this movie that it was taking place in Morocco at Rick's American Cafe. And it actually was shot on the lot in Burbank. And the final scene at supposedly the Casablanca Airport was shot at the Burbank Airport. And it was, I don't even know how they got the fog.
But it worked, right?
It sure worked. Yep. It's all about the, or you know what? I'm wrong. It's not Burbank. The Santa Monica Airport. Because it wasn't as noisy. They were able to create that ambiance at the Santa Monica Airport. But the story here, the story behind the story, is that there are a lot of the items that have come out of Casablanca that are up for auction. And the piano is one of them. Apparently, there's some other things. The doors, Kenny, from the cafe. Let's see what else here. Passports, transit papers created for the film, a final draft of the screenplay signed by members of the cast. So what's this stuff worth? What private collectors would pay how much money?
Oh, that piano. You know, they're going to drop some cash on the piano.
I would think so. Yeah, that'd be, isn't that, what a great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
A piece for somebody who's got a lot of money. Buy the piano.
Okay, here you go.
All right, Richie.
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, then. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. That's it. What a great scene from a great, great American, as a classic American film, if there is one. So, anyway, the story is...
I just talked so nicely back
very
then.
Sweet.
I know, didn't she?
Yeah. DougStefan.com is where you can find that story. It's 28 after the hour now.
Who will be America's next big singing sensation? Someone who's entered AARP's Boomer Superstar Contest.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
That's Susan Boyle, who came out of nowhere to win the British version of American Idol.
What's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it all changed.
It did. Susan made several best-selling albums. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Now you can vote for AARP's Boomer Superstar. Watch the auditions online. The finalists perform at AARP's big event in San Diego in September. We all have a dream. Learn more on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store.
If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Stefan, he's Richard McFadden, she's Jennifer Horn, he's Ken Kessler. Kenny, we haven't done a good job of keeping up with some of the things going on social media-wise. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What do people think of that gallery shot of Charlotte?
Wendy's the only one who's commented so far. She says that it's wonderful. But if you didn't hear us talking about this earlier, a listener named Joseph sent us a picture that he has photoshopped, and it's really cool. It's Charlotte with sunglasses on, and it's her picture in the background of a scene as if it is a giant piece of artwork in a gallery.
Yeah.
And you see all these other people milling about, some of them standing in front of the painting looking at it. It's really neat.
It is done. Thankful that we're just very cool that people would take the time to do that. Charlotte's doing very well, by the way. She's become Charlotte again without eyes. That's pretty much the best way. I went to see Bill Carlson, who's our vet, in L.A. when I was there the other day, and he went through all of her x-rays and did some thinking about what she needed to do and where she was, and it is remarkable, and I'm so thankful for her being back there. She and I went swimming last night. I keep swearing I'm going to get some video of this, but it was dark, so it wouldn't have come out very well anyway. But I take her in the pool with me as much as I can so that she can get her exercise on her hind end, because after having been, as Carlton explained it, she was in, basically for months, she was in a cage as she recuperated from the various operations to have, when we were trying to save at least one of her eyes, but then as both eyes had to be extracted and going through the recovery after being run over, she was, in pretty tough shape. So without getting exercise, it took its toll on the musculature of her spine and on her rear end. So now we're trying to get that back again in diet and exercise, and looks like it's working pretty well. So, but she looks to be herself, except she's moving the sunglass picture. Yes, it's perfect because, she doesn't have any eyes and you couldn't see that behind the sunglasses. I tease every once in a while, I get a chuckle because she moves her head around like Ray Charles did or Stevie Wonder does. She's just in search of trying to get the smell. She just keeps moving her head around. It's very cool. But thank you very much for.
Do you ever feel like you wanted to start singing Ebony and Ivory? Or I got a woman.
Yeah, she barked for the first time since the accident the other day.
Really? She hasn't been barking.
She hasn't been barking at all. She was around a couple of dogs and didn't like one of them. And she was in the store at the farm, so she just went after the other dog. I couldn't see it, but she
saw it interesting
poking around, and she went woof. To get the dog away from
her. So you think because she can't see, there's nothing instigating her to bark?
No. I think that's part of it. Yeah, she doesn't have any senses, but if there's a dog or something.
So she can smell something, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few moments. We have a number of stories floating around. One of them has to do with the use of upper cervical misalignment and how chiropractic. This came from a conversation we had with one of our other doctors. As most of you know, I hope, we have four doctors associated with this program for advice.
It's your medical team.
Bruce Shanahoff. Yeah, they are my medical team, frankly. Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Dr. Ken Kronos. And they all have different points of view, which is why it's stimulating to hear from them about various issues. Jack is an expert in the area that Ron Hoffman was talking about the other day, and so is Bruce. The specialty that Jack has of being a NUCA scientist, in essence. That's really what he is. So we'll talk with him about that in a matter of moments. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com features a grandfather who walks with two canes. The music at a wedding reception he's attending
awesome.
Transforms him into something that you would have to describe as a being that is forever young. It'll probably bring a tear to your eye.
Throws down the canes and then just starts dancing, is unbelievably fun.
So check that out. We offer a lot of things, food for thought items that you won't find, for the most part, anyplace else. So here and there are stories with more details. For example, the major recall of the different kinds of fresh fruits are highlighted at DougStephan.com. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, does a focus this week on the alcohol industry and whether or not the things that you can buy. We were talking about this the other day, Jennifer, the difference between grape juice and wine, for example. Mm-hmm. And are there too many gimmicks to get people to buy alcohol? And is the way you get hooked on it the same way as you get hooked on tobacco, by using sweets, by using sugar to addict you? It's like I am an ice cream addict, I'll tell you that. Last night I was watching Person of Interest, and I got a quart of black raspberry out of the freezer, and I was eating it while I was watching Person of Interest. I mean, just mindlessly eating the ice cream.
Did you polish it off?
No, I didn't, but I might have.
For you.
I might have.
You got caught and were embarrassed.
I wasn't.
Right?
No, Meredith was sitting next to me with a dish of chocolate and coffee mixed together, and she finished what was in the dish. So if you have the carton and you just keep eating it, you're liable to finish it. But if you just put enough in a dish to satisfy you, then you don't. Anyway, the focus on alcohol and the alcohol industry has to do with Phil's report. And then our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you how often you have some kind of alcoholic beverage. A, almost every day. B, two or three times a week. C, two or three times a month. D, just once in a while. E, rarely. F, I can't remember the last time I had any alcohol. G, I don't drink alcoholic beverage.
G, that's
beverage.
Sad.
Yes. That would be me, though. Jennifer, when's the last time you had alcohol?
Last week.
All right. Richie, last time you had alcohol?
Last night.
Had
a beer.
Yep. And how about you, Kenny? When's the last time you had a drink of something alcoholic?
4th of July weekend.
Uh-huh. What'd you drink?
Just a couple of beers.
Yeah.
My father-in-law.
Really? Do you like beer?
Occasionally, especially on a hot day.
Do you? See, I don't know. Meredith likes to drink beer. And she has a beer here and there, but she says very refreshing in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Didn't drink it.
We went out and
fizzy and cold.
Walked nine holes of golf last night.
Did you?
My friend Barbara
and I. You didn't play. You just walked.
No.
You played.
We played, but instead of a cart, we walked it and carried my bag.
Good.
So, and it was 85 degrees and humid out, and so we went to grab dinner afterwards, and I got a beer, and it's the best beer I've ever had in my life.
Really?
When you are just hot and just, you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very refreshing, very good.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, tell us before we get to Dr. Jack, there's a new minivan that Toyota is making.
Yeah, and tell me, you know, Rich is going to be our test group on this one because he's the only one with young kids.
Right.
All right, so you know that feeling when you're driving down the road and your kids are going, ah! And you want to turn around and, like, whack them with your arm. But now in the minivan, you can't hit them with your arm anymore because they're too far away. Well, Toyota has come up with a new version of the Sienna minivan, and they have a feature called Driver Easy Speak, which uses a built-in microphone to amplify a parent's voice through the speakers in the backseat.
So you can yell
at your kid on a microphone. Or if you're Doug and I, you can pretend to do radio shows to yourself because you like to hear, you know.
That is awesome. But like,
Toyota did it so that parents don't have to shout to the passengers in the back. So they can just, you know. Wouldn't you, if you're mad and you want your kids to stop doing something, you're probably going to scream into the microphone. So it's just going to be like blowing out their little eardrums, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, turn down the radio and everybody can hear you just fine. You know, the cars are so quiet inside. But, you know, in a minivan, there's a lot of separation. I have a Ford Explorer, so it's not quite as big as a minivan.
Uh-huh.
So I can see where people would definitely want this and use this. But here's the thing I was actually thinking about the other day, is a video camera so that I can see, because I have the backup camera right there where my GPS and the radio controls are. My daughter is so small, if she sits in the seat behind me, I cannot see her.
Right.
So if we're driving, I can't see whether she's asleep, whether she's awake, what she's doing.
Then you need this minivan, Rich, because not only do they have the built-in microphone, but they've also installed a pull-down conversation mirror. So you can actually pull this mirror down, and you can look back at your kids and chat with them without having to turn your body.
My kids are in my blind. Both my kids are in my blind spot as I'm riding down the road if they're behind me.
All right. I'm thinking of what I would do on my tractor with a utility like this. By the way, those of you...
Think of how many inventions, though, are created because your kids, necessity of your kids.
It's the mother of invention, really.
Do you need it? Can't you just raise your voice and turn the radio down?
Yeah, it's just silly.
It's kind of funny,
silly stuff. All right. The item that we've had in our heads off and on during the course of the day today, just so you know, I don't know that I think we decided not to post the spreadsheet of this guy's wife's...
Even though we should.
Well, I don't want to do that or I don't want to do that. But there is a very good story floating around about this guy who created a spreadsheet of excuses his wife made for him. Giving him excuses. He made the spreadsheet. He gave it to her in an email. And it just,
for a whole month, he tracked her responses, and he only got a yes 3 times, and then one of the no's was I'm too exhausted from last night. So the yes even turned into a no for him.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor, here next on Good Day.
Umber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. It's awesome.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, the author of the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Go to his website, jackstockwell.com, and check out what he's writing that nobody else is writing, what he's saying that nobody else is saying. He's an upper cervical expert as a Nooker chiropractor. So one of the things that all of the doctors this week have been talking about, a study at the University of Chicago that shows the use of what you do, the technique that the Nooker chiropractors use, lowers blood pressure. Fact that this has been going on for 84 years, why is there not more focus? Why is there not more information? Why don't more people know about you other than the folks that come visit you in Salt Lake City? There are only 30 people in the country that do what you do. Why is that?
Well, actually, there's a little over 200. There's only 18 of us that are actually board certified. And that study at the University of Chicago was a study of NUCA itself.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a board certified NUCA doctor in the northern Chicago area. And it was a pilot study. And the people who were admitted into the study were type 2 hypertensives. And so
what's a type 2 hypertensive?
They were way up there in the systolic, diastolic numbers. The numbers were really high. High blood pressure. And they were taking as many as two high blood pressure drugs, which is very dangerous because people who take at least two high blood pressure drugs are more likely to collapse when they stand up and have a serious fall. I have patients who come in my clinic actually are on three hypertensive drugs, which is just madness. But in any event, the study was done and published in the Journal of Human Hypertension in May of 2007. And it was supervised by Dr. George Backris, who is known as Dr. Hypertension in this country, an MD who specializes in research and has published over 600 papers on high blood pressure. So he was supervising these NUCA docs in the Chicago area with these patients. And other people have tried to duplicate that, and they can't because it has to be an upper cervical correction done in exactly the right space underneath the skull. So I have a lot of patients I take care of who only come in here when they notice their blood pressure starting to rise back up again.
Really?
Yes, because you know it's under the control of the nervous system,
mm-hmm.
and very near this junction in the brainstem, where the brainstem is coming out of the skull, becoming the spinal cord, going down the spinal canal, is an area inside the medulla oblongata. Bottom end of the brain stem that actually controls respiration and blood pressure. And so distortion of the tissue in this area by a misalignment of the upper cervical spine can greatly affect the ability of the body not only to regulate its own internal blood pressure, but respiration rate, oxygen transfer inside the lungs, whether or not the blood is actually oxygenated enough. We have done studies where people will have, you know, the little pulse oximeter on the finger that you get if you're in the emergency room or something, where they're monitoring pulse as well as blood content of the hemoglobin on the red blood cells. And we've been able to change as much as 10% of oxygen saturation just with the upper cervical correction to the spine. And the people who have the hardest time understanding an upper cervical chiropractor are other chiropractors. And I think Dr. Shanahoff referred to them as full spine adjusters. I consider what I do to be full spine because I make full spine changes with what I do. And nuke is hard to do. It's a lot easier to make money in other kinds of chiropractic than to be a specialist.
Well, but you don't know, as somebody who's had the treatment any number of times, you don't really know, you don't really feel it. Like if you go to a regular chiropractor, you feel the crunches and all that stuff. With Jack applying it to his, what he does, his magic to your neck, you don't really feel it until the results set.
Very gentle.
Yeah, it is very gentle. All right, check out Jack Stockwell's his website, jackstockwell.com. Read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. 51 after on your day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Mission.
Good thinking.
Yeah, we'll pick it up on the way back. You gotta mark your spot, though. Put Rabinowitz in a life raft. Have him row in circles until we return.
It could be days.
Then put some food in the life raft. For God's sake, man, do I have to think of everything? We'll take his favorite shows. He won't miss anything.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
You know, I've personally flown over 194 missions and I was shot down every one. Come to think of it, I've never landed a plane in my life.
Love it. From the movie, which was number one during this week in 1991.
I've fallen for you like a blind roofer.
What am I missing? The movie, this isn't Hot Shots. That was Airplane,
yeah.
Right?
No, so Hot Shots.
It's Hot Shots.
It is?
Yeah, which is a spoof of all of the Airplane and all the other movies.
See, I didn't even get that. I'm thinking I'm listening to the real Airplane clip.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Tom Jones bringing us in with movie music here. This song was used memorably in this movie, which did very well. So when the original Airplane movie was in the 80s, wasn't it? 84, 85?
1980.
Yeah. Wow. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He has movie news. We'll get updates on a lot of things going on. He's the expert when it comes to video, DVDs, anything that you can see on a reel or on a disc or on your iPhone or iPad or whatever your device is. Chuck knows what's going on. He's going to give us some movie news. We have some interesting things to memorialize right after these words.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Say it again, Doug, a free. That too, a free rate quote.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. He's a professional, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try this at home.
Boobcaster. All right, so don't try this at home. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay are making a Manimal movie? What in the world is that all about?
I don't really know what that's about, but if it's as good as Land of the Lost, it'll be terrible.
Who's Adam McKay? I don't even know Adam McKay.
I think Manimal was a TV series in the 1980s. I think he played an actor named Simon McCordland. He was in Jaws 3.
Yeah.
It actually was a ratings hit in the first few years of the series. He's like half man, half animal.
Beast.
Right.
Like a manimal.
Like a manimal.
Exactly.
Yes.
Genius.
All right. No, you did a nice job, Jennifer. All right, Chuck, what else do you have in your bag today?
This one's interesting. According to reports, Warner Brothers is in talks with Mark Romanek, the director of the 2002 movie One Hour Photo, which starred Robin Williams, to helm a prequel to Stanley Kubrick's horror masterpiece, The Shining. It's going to be titled Overlook Hotel. Now, do I think this is a good idea? Actually, I do, because I think there's a lot of potential in the franchise. One other bit of news, TV news, Anthony Hopkins has signed on to star in HBO's pilot of Westworld, which is based on the 1973 movie directed by Michael Crichton, starred Yul Brynner as the gunslinger, Richard Benjamin and James Brolin. I really like that movie. I think this has a lot of potential. J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot production company will oversee the project. And from what I hear, HBO is going to put a ton of money into this. So I look forward to it.
All right, so this is the anniversary, Chucker, of the release of The Haunting on this date, 1999. This was the remake of the 1963 movie. Took in $33.44 million the first weekend. That was 15 years ago. Not a bad take, right? Lily Tomlin.
Not a bad take. I mean, horror could be shot at a lower budget and make a lot of profits for the industry.
And the mainstream cast. In this, Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Owen Wilson, Bruce Dern. That's a, I look at these sorts of things.
That was a very good cast. That movie wasn't that great, though.
No, well, I mean, you don't think these people would go for that kind of a movie for the most part. It must have been something, pretty important about the context of it. Chuck Curry, movie news and information. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. And you can reach that by getting to the contributors box.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.